America Unhinged Radio with Dr. John Diamond.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's news. I'm your host, Larry Swigart. You know how this works. Every week, I do a daily column called Today's News. The news of today is the history of tomorrow on uncoverdc.com. It includes video. And on Fridays here and right here on TV, I give you kind of a synopsis of what's happened during the week, along with some additional commentary and other news that may have popped up during the time. So we will get started on that in just a minute with political news and wrap up where we are with all the elections. Then we're going to get into some economic news, and I hope we'll have time at the end to jump into some entertainment news because there is some great stuff out there. Obviously, Yellowstone made its return this week and had more viewers than almost anybody else, so we'll want to get into that. So stay tuned with us. We'll be back here in just a minute with this week's news.
Treasury and coins and precious metals like atoms of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your physical security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Your metals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Hi, I'm Titus.
I'm Isaac.
We are the Smith Bros, and we love Uncensored Truth. Why? You need to be with Brighteon TV. They're so awesome. Go to Brighteon TV right now.
Right now.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Hi, everybody. We're back with this week's news. Again, if you hear a story, you're going, where did he get that? Look at my daily column on uncoverdc.com, and you'll probably find the source there. All right, well, let's start with some political news. The elections have more or less shaken out. We kind of know where we are. Republicans will hold the House anywhere from about 222 seats, somewhere between 220 and 222. We still have a couple of races that are being counted. Lauren Boebert in Colorado is ahead. It looks like she's going to win that seat. There may be a recount, but she may be out of the recount range, just barely there. It's interesting that Republicans can really thank New York and California for their victory here, because New York flipped four House seats. And in California, something very important happened. You go back to 2018 when the Republicans lost the House. And if you'll remember, there were maybe seven or eight seats in California that were all Republican. They were all winning. Republicans were winning, or they were ahead. And then we had the infamous ballot harvesting. Remember that? And more and more and more ballots just kept coming in and coming in. And all of a sudden, before you knew it, every single one of the Republicans had lost. Well, about five, maybe more by the time we're done, but at least four or five of these Republicans have now come back to win their race. And how did they do it? Ballot harvesting. You got it. They figured out the Democrats' game. And I think this is really good news for the rest of the Republican Party to understand this is how you get on the field. You've got to fight the ballots, not votes strategy. And you fight it with ballots of your own. You've got to get out there and make sure you've got ballots going to everybody during early voting, and then spend all that early voting time getting those ballots sent back in and checked back in. So it's also interesting, this story I've had now for 2 weeks, that there is a congressman. Did you know this? There's a congressman out of Georgia named David Scott, a black congressman. He's been missing for a month. Nobody knows where this guy is. So whatever number the Democrats have in the House, it looks like it's going to be 214. It's really 213 because they can't find Scott anywhere, which is good. We hope, you know, nothing has happened to him. But in terms of the vote number, any advantage the Republicans can get with extra votes is helpful, because it means that they're not going to have to horse trade to get some of their stuff through. Now, in addition to New York and California, we, of course, had, I have to bring this race up, a big flip here in Arizona. We flipped two houses under our state chairman, chairwoman, Kelly Ward, and that's more flips than we've had in a long, long time. And one of those was named Swikert. So I guess you can say that we owe the House of Representatives to a Swikert, right? Not the same spelling. He spells it E-R-T. But anyway, so coming in, we've got Jim Jordan, who's going to be heading up some investigations. And the Republicans have made it clear that they are going to investigate some things. The China virus, Jordan has said that the FBI, for example, has been culpable in no fewer than four elections, in tampering with four elections. I'm thinking only four. I think these guys go back a long time, right? So they also appear to be ready to look into Hunter Biden. Now, we have argued here that they cannot just investigate. Yes, they must investigate, but they can't just investigate. And part of that's practical. They're not going to remove anyone from office because they don't have the Senate. They don't have 67 votes in the Senate. But these things do have to be exposed. The whole China virus fraud has to be exposed. The whole Hunter Biden laptop corruption needs to be exposed. And so it's good that they're going to be getting to these things. But they also have to begin putting out legislation, understanding that the Senate is Democrat. And regardless of what happens with the Walker Warlock vote, the Democrats are going to have control of the Senate. And so no legislation is going to go up to the Rutabaga for his signature or veto because of the Senate. Now, in the Senate, we have had my good friend there, Yertl, Senator Mitch McConnell, get reelected as minority leader. And this was a big blow to anybody wanting to see real reform or anything fixed in the Senate. The good news is the vote was 30 to 10. At least 10 senators voted against him. I think if we had had Masters, Laxalt, Vance, Walker in there, and of course Schmidt, maybe a couple of others who are now coming in, if we'd had all those guys win, it would have been a run for his money. But as it is, he's going to be back in power. The rumor is he's going to step down next year if Kentucky gets a Republican governor who will then appoint Yertl's replacement. And the rumor is, again, that Yertl has all sorts of fine people on his short list that he wants to have this governor replace. Question is, will the governor have enough guts to say, no, we're going to replace you with somebody who's going to actually make a change, not just go get rich. Now, speaking of investigations, folks, this came up in the last week or so, and it's an amazing story. This banker, Sam Bankman-Fried, this crypto guy with FTX, right, the cryptocurrency fraud, and they have basically a couple $100 million to cover $9 billion in obligations and outstanding debts. Well, we find, among other things, that he was deeply involved in Ukraine. Shocked, I tell you, shocked. And that he was deeply involved in giving to Democrat candidates. And apparently what this was a money laundering scheme by which people would invest in this cryptocurrency fraud business, and he would launder the money and give it back to Democrats, all in the, you know, going through Ukraine with them taking their cut. Now, what you've got to understand about Ukraine, and I wrote an article about this called Is Ukraine the New Credit Mobilier? In the 1800s, when we were building the transcontinental railroads, there was a scandal called Credit Mobilier scandal, where a group of people set up a company called Credit Mobilier to provide wooden, planks and steel and other things that railroads needed, but at a much, much, much inflated price. Well, it turns out that congressmen and senators were among those who owned Credit Mobilier. And so they were basically using this as a circular money laundering scheme to put money back in their own pockets. And I think as we get deeper into Ukraine, we're going to see that's really what's happening there with the defense contracts, that we're selling them not just like anti-aircraft guns that they might need to shoot down Iranian drones, but the most highly sophisticated stuff that comes at the most high profit levels. I think you're going to find that a lot of the senators, like, say, Tom Cotton, a lot of these kinds of people who are constantly voting this money are benefiting from their holdings in defense contractor stock. So keep an eye out for that. But watch this Bankman-Fried business, because I think that this guy is going to, he knows a lot. He's got a lot of secrets, and I think he's going to bring down a whole lot of people eventually. We had a story just yesterday that the Bahamas was trying to get him to dump billions of dollars into the Bahamas from the company, even though it's already declared bankruptcy, which, of course, is just a little bit illegal, right? So the Bahamanians are trying to get their cut out of this guy, too. All right, some of the best news ever is that Nancy Pelosi is not going to be speaker. Good old Botoxic is gone. The rumor is she may be heading for Italy to be a ambassador to Italy or something. I don't care. Just go away. So Botoxic is being gone. What a hideous woman, and that's being generous. In the Arizona governor's race, they're still counting ballots. Nobody has certified this election yet with good reason, because it's total fraud out here. We had 21% of our voting machines not working on election day, and most of those were in Republican areas. And just this morning, a new report came out showing that several of those were in areas that were heavily, heavily Republican. So that combined with the ballot harvesting, I think you've got a real case for fraud here in Arizona. And Carrie Lake is not conceding. She's going to fight this as well as she should. Then we found out the very Maricopa County election officials who oversaw this election had formed a 2021 PAC to defeat MAGA candidates. Oh, no bias here. All these guys are all in the up and up. They are thoroughly corrupt, and we need to be gone with all of these people. Of course, the other giant political news of the week was that President Trump announced in a somewhat subdued and low-key speech, and people say, well, he seems to have low energy. Well, I think this is by design, that he was trying to not be the WWF guy out there now. He's trying to come across as much more serious, and he has serious answers for America's serious problems. And he urged a constitutional amendment for term limits, completion of the border wall, and some other things. And as I mentioned last week, you can see it being orchestrated and organized right now. There's an effort to anoint or coronate Ron DeSantis as the Republican nominee long before we ever have a single primary, long before the race even starts. They're desperately trying to get Trump out and to get DeSantis in. Now, I'll tell you this right off the bat. The deep state does not fear Ron DeSantis. The Democrats may fear him, because he might be able to get votes, but I don't think he would ever get the Midwestern votes. But the deep state, they're not afraid of Ron DeSantis. And so there is this effort. You saw Mike Pence come out this week. Oh, Trump can't win. Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, comes out. Well, our path forward is probably better without Trump. Our friends, the George Lincoln Rockwell Project Elementary School chapter, those guys, you know, the modern day equivalent of David Duke, they came out and endorsed Ron DeSantis. And what's interesting about this, DeSantis could stop this in a heartbeat. He could just stop it instantly by saying, I am not running for president. I support President Trump, and I will not accept an endorsement by these hideous people at the George Lincoln Rockwell Project Elementary School chapter. I'm just not going to accept it. But he hasn't done that. He hasn't backed off one iota. Now, he's very clever. DeSantis does not have his fingerprints on anything. You don't see him out there making a single statement one way or another, except to say, well, it's too early and I'm running Florida. I'm busy running Florida. But he hasn't really quashed any of this, which should be all you need to know. It tells you that, in fact, his guys are behind it, and that he is very carefully being sealed off and isolated, compartmentalized, so he, you know, plausible deniability, that kind of thing. So keep your eye on this. If you haven't been following me, if you've been following me, you know that I've been arguing that Trump alone can get many millions and millions of voters that no one else, including DeSantis, can. There have been studies on this. There's a book by John Jakubowski about Ohio in the 2016 election. There's a great book about Pennsylvania by Selena Zito on the 2016 election called The Great Revolt. Robert Barnes has written on this in his Barnes Briefs exceedingly. And basically the story is this. There's people out there. You got to understand this. There's people out there who hate the Republican Party, but they hate the Democrat Party. They don't think either party represents them, or that either party has a place for them. They will come out for Trump. They came out in 2016. They came out again in 2020. But they are not going to come out for DeSantis or any other traditional Republican politician. So just kind of keep that in mind. More fallout from the ballots not vote strategy last week, as New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan managed to get 1,100 votes out of a town. that only has 700 people in it.
Yeah.
All right. Mark Zuckerberg, to no one's surprise, has been cleared of all election interference with his Zuckerbucks and his grants. You know, as I like to say, shocked, I tell you. In Georgia, we will have a runoff between Herschel Walker and the Reverend Warnock, as I call him. This week, Reverend Warnock finally remembered the name Jesus Christ. He said the critics of his church are really attacking Jesus. Observers might note that this is the only time he's used Jesus since he stubbed his toe on a rock. But anyway, we'll see what happens in this runoff. And I don't know what to make of this one. This is a head-scratcher. Josh Shapiro, the incoming Pennsylvania governor, has charged his own former campaign consultant with widespread voter fraud. So I don't know what's going on there. Obviously, this guy angered him a lot. And we had a story about a group of Wisconsin heroes, patriots, who were able to go around on the voter rolls and get rid of a lot of these phony ballots to show that the people didn't exist or the addresses didn't exist. They cleared off thousands of people off the recorder's rolls. So this is another thing we're going to have to do for 2024 is have teams of people all over the place working on these voter rolls. Needs to go national. By the way, I jokingly say we should make Scott Pressler the Republican National Committee chairman. And no, I don't really mean that because you do have to have a certain amount of expertise in fundraising and organization and so on. But Pressler has been a machine in registering people to vote Republican, and he needs to have a permanent paid spot someplace in the National Republican Organization because his energy is infectious and certainly better than Ronnie McGowan, whoever is heading the RNC now. I call her McGraw Bush. Okay, Rona McDaniel. Take a look at Scott Pressler. In child mutilation news, the New York Slimes has had second thoughts about young boys chopping their weenies off and taking puberty blockers. And in a victory for female athletes, a Texas district court rejected the Biden administration's redefinition of the word sex to include gender identity and stood up for doctors who refused to perform mutilation on kids. So these are all good signs that some sanity is starting to come around to this this mutilation of children who have no idea what they want to be or who they are when they're 9 or 10 years old. It's just nonsense. And so at least the courts are stepping in there. In international news, the missile that hit Poland apparently did not come from Russia, as internet sleuths with cameras were quick to point out. Even green screen Zelensky had to admit he wasn't, quote, 100% sure where the missile came from. Yeah, we think it came from Ukraine, their green screen. In Great Britain, there are horrible economic problems. Great Britain is melting down. It's announced plans for the highest tax increases in decades as inflation has hit a 41-year high. They also have pulled the plug on subsidies to green autos, preparing to tax electric vehicles owners an additional 165 pounds sterling a year for road use, and to introduce a Tesla tax on electric vehicles costing over 40,000 pounds sterling a year. This all comes as household energy bills in England have risen to $3,000 a month. Now, of course, they're getting subsidies from the government. The government's going broke. It's having trouble meeting its obligations, and they're having to hike taxes because of it. In other signs of social decay there, children are waiting 15 hours for amoxicillin at emergency rooms. Some of you may be old enough to remember the UK just prior to Margaret Thatcher, and they had strikes everywhere. And they had an Undertaker strike. And you may remember that at the time there were bodies stacked in the Undertaker offices and facilities just lined up because nobody was processing the bodies. So we're getting close to something like that in England. And England also announced that it's going to bus immigrants to all of the rural areas around England in the name of fairness. In Iran, the government announced that it was going to execute 15,000 protesters to teach them, quote, a hard lesson. You know, they're just like us. In Berlin, a state election was declared null and void due to fraud. Are the Huns election deniers? And in Spain, food prices have hit a record rise in October. So all around the world, you're starting to see the economic fabric unravel. China's having problems. Italy's having problems. Spain's having problems. Germany had to nationalize Gazprom, a part of Gazprom company, because they're so short on fuel there and energy in Germany. It's not good. And this is what happens when the globalists are allowed to run the world the way they want to with their green energy stuff. And it's insane. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at American economic news. And I hope we will have some time to get to entertainment news and some other news that we have here related to entertainment. So stick with me. Come on back here in just a couple of minutes at this week's news.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200-plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Welcome back to this week's news. I'm your host, Larry Swikart. Remember, if you hear something you like, want to know where did he get that, look at my Today's News columns on uncoverdc.com, where 5 days a week you're going to find all of the full stories, the links, and all of my great nicknames. Let me go back to the British economy for just a moment, because it ties into the American economy, and going back to the China virus and the lockdowns. You cannot lock down a country and basically kill off all business activity for a period of a year and think that it's not going to have permanent repercussions. You don't just say, okay, we're open. Everybody go back to work. Be happy.
Brighty on Radio and BrightyOnRadio.com.
this is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panic. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighteon Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighteon Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Brighteon Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
Millions and millions of people to starvation because you're not going to have the tractors to farm the food goods that they're going to need to survive. So all of this comes back to hit the United States, and Wall Street bonuses are expected to fall by 45% this year. Consumer expectations are that more inflation is coming. They would be right. Big tech companies have announced double-digit layoffs. For example, Meta means death in Hebrew. I always like to remind you. Meta announced that it would lay off 11,000. Twitter is going to lay off half its workforce. And Amazon said it would lay off 10,000. Now, all of these are not coming in America. There's a lot of tech workers scattered around the world that are going to be laid off. But still, this is pretty significant. Speaking of Amazon, Jeff Bezos said to watch out, that we have a big recession in our future, and that Americans, quote, better prepare for the worst. So now I consider this good news. CNN has announced it's going to see layoffs, and it's going to be joined by ABC and NBC in firing sprees. So I don't know, that's kind of good news to me, you know, that because these are people who absolutely have helped destroy this country with their biased reporting. And I would like nothing better than to see the big three networks just go away, dry up, and, you know, look like a shriveled prune. But that's just me. The Swiss National Bank is seeing what's going on. And the Swiss have started to unload all their American stock holdings in companies such as Facebook, Meta, Amazon, Twitter, Google. They're dumping their stock here, which is, of course, a sign that they think also we're headed for a major recession. Disney likewise has imposed a hiring freeze and will be putting in job cuts, maybe because She-Hulk is just doing so well, right? Disney Plus is a disaster. Now, they are going to make some money with Wakanda Forever. Not my kind of movie. I thought Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness was way over the top in terms of CGI garbage. It was almost unwatchable. But I kind of expect more of the same out of Wakanda Forever. But the Disney-ophiles and the Marvel-ophiles will flock to see it, and it's done really well in terms of its opening rollout, which is key for them because they haven't had a big movie like that since Doctor Strange. Nevertheless, Disney Plus is in trouble. She-Hulk was an absolute disaster. Andor, which I have yet to watch, but I'm told is pretty good. Andor is having terrible viewership ratings. People just are not tuning in to watch this Star Wars show, as Kathleen Kennedy has pretty well destroyed the entire Star Wars brand and name and franchise. And at the parks, Disney keeps raising their prices. I mean, it's stunning. We're talking about $800 to $1,000 a day for a family of four, not counting hotel or transportation down there to Disney World. It's just crazy. And of course, you go to Disney Park now, and you can't just go in and ride the rides. You have to go in and get the special fast passes and VIPs and all the other stuff to ride all the good rides. So Disney is in some trouble. Increasingly, we are seeing wealthier patrons at Walmart and Dollar Store as it's becoming harder and harder to buy food that you can afford. I mean, it's just a fact of life. I don't know if you looked at turkeys these days, but they're off the charts high. In China virus news, 400,000 people have died of something that is not China virus, it is not long COVID, and it is not suicide or accidents or overdose. What do you suppose that is? Don't suppose that would be vaccines, do you? Yes, I do. 400,000 people are likely to have died of the vaccines so far that, of course, they're not admitting to yet. Now, there is a study in Canada that said that myocarditis cases in kids under 18 is up 100-fold. And remember, when people were canceled, knocked off Twitter, blacklisted, fired because they said this, quote, myocarditis and COVID vaccination research on possible long-term risks underway. That's the name of the article from NBC. And people were canceled because they said the same thing a year ago. Hey, there is a problem with these vaxes. There's a myocarditis risk, and there's long-term heart disease risk from these things. And people were just, you remember John Malone. He just virtually driven out of the profession. And, of course, in California, they are trying to get laws that prohibit doctors from departing from the state accepted party line on such things as the China virus. In other words, the state says China virus vaccines are safe. Everybody should get one. The doctor says, well, you know, I don't think they're so safe. I don't think you should get one. You can lose your license in California for saying such a thing. So it's really scary. And we're slowly getting, I think, to the point where people are looking into this. For example, last week we had the story out of Scotland that Scotland was investigating excess deaths among young people due to the vaxes. And in Iceland, there was a investigation into these kinds of excess deaths among all people due to the vaxes. And here's where this works its way out, folks. If you can prove fraud anywhere in all this, which is what Robert Barnes and RFK Jr. are seeking to do with their whistleblower case. With their case against big tech and the China virus. If you can prove fraud, then all that immunity goes away. You don't get immunity for fraud. So if you can start proving that these people knew the vaxes were deadly at some point, you got them on record, you can find the emails, you can find the statements. They said, yeah, we think that these things cause myocarditis. Now that immunity is going to go away. So the question would be, who gets sued for how much, and are there criminal charges pending? And I think this is something, for example, the House of Representatives is going to be looking into. They've said they're going to study this for criminal exposure in terms of the China virus. Now, without a federal DOJ, with the DOJ being under Grand Moff Tarkin, as I like to call him, Grand Moff Garland, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to go after any of these people. But once they're out, the door may be open to go get these people. So we'll keep an eye on that. In entertainment news, I don't know if you heard of this one, the U.S. men's soccer team going to the World Cup adjusted their logo, where instead of the red, white, and blue and stars and stripes, they put a rainbow. And this has upset the Qataris because the hosts of the World Cup, Qatar, they don't believe in homosexuality. And so these boys on the team might want to think twice about going outside the village and holding hands, because it's not going to fly over there. And of course, the media is downplaying this as much as humanly possible. A couple of strange stories here, not anything fun, but too weird. You got to mention them. Drummer Kellen Bischoff of the band Hellfire partied hard, climbed into a dumpster, and was killed when the garbage collection vehicle came around and crushed the dumpster, sort of like that scene in Star Wars where they're getting crushed inside the dumpster. So sad story there. And this one, got to kind of file this one under the Darwin Awards, right? A man died when he was dancing on top of an 18-wheeler, and it went under an overpass and smacked him. Reports are that the truck is okay. Finally, Yellowstone is back. Yellowstone had 12.1 million viewers in its opening 2-hour premiere this year. And that's got to be more than Amazon's Rings of Power and Disney's She-Hulk put together. And the thing you find with Yellowstone is that the critics and their awards do not want to touch Yellowstone. Beth is the absolute best character on TV in any format. She's an awesomely written woman, just fantastic. Every week you want to know what Beth's going to say. But even then, they don't give the show any credit, any critical notice or whatnot. And yet it is dominating the ratings. Now, why is this? It's because Yellowstone is fair in its shots at everybody. John Dutton, the family scion, the head of the patron of the Dutton family, is trying to preserve his ranch. He's trying to preserve it against Indians or Native Americans that want to come in and take it back, because they owned it 3,000 years ago, they say. He's trying to preserve it against modern developers who want to put in airports and shopping malls, as he calls them, the people from L.A. and New York who want to make Montana their Disneyland. He's trying to protect it against the people who just want to come up to Montana and vacay, but don't want to be real citizens of Montana. And so what has happened over the four seasons is that in fighting these wars, he's decided the only way he can preserve his ranch is to run for governor and be governor. and he makes his son has won the race for attorney general, and so shades of JFK, right? And so he's fighting off all these people on all fronts, but he refuses to get caught up in any kind of political correctness. For example, in a scene last year, there was a girl who was protesting for the environment, and she was she got arrested for protesting, and she theoretically hated Dutton, but Dutton decided to have pity on her, and he tries to inform her and ask her to come out and see the ranch, and so she agrees, and she's talking about how horrible it is that he eats meat, and he's saying, well, do you have any idea what it's like to raise grain or any kind of food from the ground? You know how many animals you have to kill to do that. You got worms, you got snakes, you got frogs. And he goes through this whole litany of the kinds of creatures that you kill to be a vegan. And, you know, her face kind of goes white, and she has not realized that actually she was kind of supporting this stuff all along. And while Dutton tacitly acknowledges that maybe at some point the Indians had a claim to the land, that just isn't reality. And that they took it from other Indians, and the Duttons took it from them, and that's that. And he's just not going to sit and talk about how, you know, they have a claim to Yellowstone Ranch. So if you haven't watched this show, you need to watch it. It's about the only non-woke show on television, which, by the way, brings me to Tim Allen's new series, The Santa Clauses, which is getting all sorts of pushback because he's a conservative and it's a family-friendly show. And, you see this everywhere. Anytime anybody stands up and tries to have a family-friendly show, the critics come out of the woodwork and talk about how hate-filled and fascist it is and all this other stuff. If you contrast the success of Yellowstone, and Taylor Sheridan, by the way, was a big piece in The Atlantic about him this past week, and he is creating three or four other shows, including one set in the 20s about Dutton's grandfather, I think, and another Western show that's a spinoff of Yellowstone. And this guy writes and oversees all of these episodes. So he's a real machine in turning these out. We'll see how long he can keep it out. But contrast that with The Rings of Power and how horrible that has been, and She-Hulk, and how terrible these are. And you get a real sense of where we are in the entertainment industry today. Well, that kind of wraps up our news. Let me take a minute to tell you a little bit about some of my books. If you don't know, Patriots History of the United States is the New York Times number one bestseller, and we have updated it now through 5 editions. Folks, this book is in its 34th printing. Not bad for a 1,000-page history book, right? We're in 5 editions. The latest edition goes through 2018 in the first 2 years of the Trump presidency. So, as I like to say, the subtitle is Columbus to Trump. That's not the subtitle. That's what I call it. So you want to take a look at Patriots History of the United States. You want to take a look at my new book, Dragon Slayer, 6 Presidents and Their War with the Swamp. And I look at how the swamp has been around since Abraham Lincoln's time, with the slave power conspiracy, with the spoil system, spoil swamp under Grover Cleveland, with the trust swamp under Teddy Roosevelt, with the CIA under Kennedy, with the bureaucracy under Reagan, and of course with the deep state under Trump. And all of these are tied together. They're all interrelated. And you're going to understand when you read this why it's so hard to do away with the swamp. And then finally, let me tell you just real quickly about my website, thewildworldofhistory.com. This is a full curriculum website for high schoolers and homeschool. But if you're teaching a public high school or a charter school, this curriculum is great. It features teacher's guides, student guides, tests, answer keys, all the images I use in the videos, and I have a built-in AP track at thewildworldofhistory.com, and I have both a U.S. and I have a world history curriculum. And if you'll notice today, we have our Black Friday sales up. And so far, number two has been incredibly popular. That's Patriot's History of the United States, The Reader, Reagan, 48 Liberal Lies, and 7 Events, all autographed and sent to you for $114. You can't beat that. But of course, if you want a package that includes my curriculum, I teach all 22 U.S. history chapters in full video and all 15 world history chapters in video. It's a great way to learn American and world history. Trust me, your kid's going to love it. I get glowing reports from kids all the time. Yes, I love this. I just, pushed through the 1,000-page book. Kind of amazing, huh? So take a look at thewildworldofhistory.com. And I will see you guys back here next week with this week's news. And I am Larry Swiker.